Morning, brothers and sisters.
我们今天要来看一段的经文。
Let's see some scripture.
是在约翰福音的第四章。
In John chapter 4.
由于时间的关系，我们就只读中文。
Because of the time, we only read Chinese.
第四章我们会读一些的经文，就是第一到十八节。
In chapter 4, we only read from verse 1 to verse 18.
然后25节到第30节。
25 to 35.
然后39节到42节。
39 to 42.
那我读中文。
So I read Chinese.
如果你有英文的圣经的话，你可以自己来请弟兄姐妹自己读一下英文的圣经。
If you got English Bible, you can read by yourself.
好，第四章一第一节，主知道法利赛人听见他收门徒比施洗约翰还多，其实不是耶稣亲自施洗，乃是他的门徒施洗。他就离了犹太，又往加利利去，必须经过撒玛利亚。于是到了撒玛利亚的一座城，名叫叙加。靠近雅各给他儿子约瑟的那块地，在那里有雅各井。耶稣因走路困乏，就坐在井旁。那时约有午正，有一个撒玛利亚妇人来打水。耶稣对他说：“请你给我水喝。”那时门徒进城买食物去了。撒玛利亚的妇人对他说：“你既是犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？”原来犹太人和撒玛利亚人没有来往。耶稣回答说：“你若知道神的恩赐，和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给你给了你活水。”妇人说：“先生，没有打水的器具，井又深，你从哪里得活水呢？我们的祖宗雅各将这井留给我们，他自己和儿子并牲畜也都喝这井里的水，难道你比他还大吗？”耶稣回答说：“凡喝这水的还要再渴，人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在他里面成为泉源，直涌到永生。”妇人说：“先生，请把这水赐给我，叫我不渴，也不用来，不用来这么远打水。”耶稣说：“你去叫你的丈夫也到这里来。”妇人说：“我没有丈夫。”耶稣说：“你说没有丈夫是不错的，你已经有五个丈夫，你现在有的并不是你的丈夫，你说这话是真的。”好，我们会跳到25节。妇人说：“我知道弥赛亚要来，他来了必要将一切的事都告诉我们。”耶稣说：“这和你说话的就是他。”当下门徒回来，就稀奇耶稣和一个妇人说话，只是没有人说你是要什么，或说你为什么和他说话。那妇人就留下水罐子往城里去，对众人说：“你们来看，有一个人将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了，莫非这就是基督吗？”众人就出去，出城往耶稣那里去。好，我们现在要跳到39节。那城里有好些撒玛利亚人信了耶稣，因为那妇人做见证说：“他将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了。”于是撒玛利亚人来见耶稣，求他在他们那里住下。他便在那里住了两天，因耶稣的话信的人就更多了，便对妇人说：“现在我们信，不是因为你的话，是我们亲自听见了，知道这真是救世主。”我们有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, thank you.
我们打开了你的话。
So we open your word.
求你来打开我们的心。
And hope you open our heart.
求你的圣灵让我们明白你的话。
And hold out your Holy Spirit to open your word.
这是你真实的经历。
So we can truly experience you.
我们知道你要让我们来学习。
We know you are asked us to come to you.
求你帮助我们明白。
To help us to understand.
我们也求你帮助福音朋友能够明白。
And help the gospel friend to understand.
你的福音是大能的福音。
Your gospel is a mighty word.
所以我们求你来亲自来赐福凡听的讲的人。
And hope you can bless everyone who hear your gospel.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
这样的祷告。
And we pray.
是奉你宝贵的名祈求。
In your precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们可能弟兄姐妹已经很熟悉这段的经文。
So our brothers and sisters are quite familiar with this scripture.
所以这里有讲到，当耶稣他有一天他走得很困乏的时候。
So in here it mentioned Jesus one day Jesus working somewhere and he feels so tired.
然后他是中午的时候，所以他很渴。
So in the noon afternoon midday, so he feel very thirsty.
所以呢，他就在井旁，然后这个撒他就向这个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝。
So he's next to the well, and he asked this Samaria woman to give him some drink.
所以耶稣对他说，请你给我水喝。
So Jesus asked him, "Can you give me some water?"
但这个撒玛利亚妇人是非常的很奇怪、很惊讶的一个反应。
And this woman is very got a very strange reaction.
她就说你是犹太人。
And she said you are Jews.
那你怎么向我一个撒玛利亚人要水喝呢
？Why do you ask water from a Samaria woman？
所以你会发现很奇怪，为什么向人要水喝在这里是一件很奇怪的事情，很不合常理的事情。
So do you think is it a bit strange? Because ask for water is a normal stuff, but in here, it ask a Samaria woman for water is strange.
我们可以看到这个妇人她有很多的问号。
We can see there is lot of question mark around in this Samaria woman's head.
这个你这个犹太的男子怎么来向我这个撒玛利亚的妇人要水喝呢
？So this Jew, why did he ask me for water?
你到底想干什么
？What do you want?
或者你为什么会做这样不合常理的事情呢？
Why do you do this such an abnormal thing?
所以你可以看到这里是有个背景的。
There is some background in here.
就是这个撒玛利亚人跟犹太人他们是不来往的。
So the background is the Samaritan people do not have much communication with the Jews.
什么叫做不来往呢
What do you mean by not?Communication.
因为这个撒玛利亚人他们是被犹太人认为是混血的杂种的杂种的犹太人他们不是犹太人
So the Samaria people the Jews thought that they are not pure they are mixed
所以呢你知道犹太人他是很对他们的这个血统他们是很讲究的
So the Jews they very concerned about the genealogy.
所以呢，他们你知道圣经里面就有很多的家谱，他们可以查到他们是谁谁谁的孩子，他们的祖先是谁。
So in the Bible it mentioned lot of genealogy, so that you can keep track all the family history.
所以这些撒玛利亚人在这些犹太人眼中他们不是纯种的犹太人
So they think in the Jews eyes they think this Samaria people is not pure they are mixed
但是呢撒玛利亚人认为他们就是犹太人
But on the other hand Samaria people they think they are Jews
所以你可以看到十二节他们有说这个妇人有说我们的祖宗雅各
So in the scripture they mention our essence Jacob.
所以他们也认为雅各也是我们的我们的祖先。
So so they also think that Jacob is their
所以因着这样子互相的看不上。
Because of this difference.
所以犹太人跟撒玛利亚人就是很仇视，很彼此互相的对立的。
So they don't like each other.
他们像仇敌一样。
Like the enemy.
所以如果你将这个背景知道了之后，你再认识到这个身为犹太人的耶稣来问这个撒玛利亚人要水喝，他的反应就不是很奇怪。
So if you get this background information, then you go back to the scripture, you understand it's not strange. It's strange why a Jew, Jesus as a Jew to ask a water from a Samaria.
如果你是耶稣的话，当你跟他客气的要水喝，但是他对方很不客气的来回应你的时候，你怎么回应他呢？你怎么来回答他呢？
So, think about if you are Jesus, you ask the Samaritan woman for water in a gentle way, but her reaction is not very gentle. What do you think?
所以我在想，我的话就很不客气，就会对他也不客气。
So for me, I might be a bit rude to her.
因为他，我是犹太人，我放下身段来跟你要水喝，你竟然这样子来说，你为什么跟我要水喝呢？
So because I think I'm a Jew, I'm pure, but you are not. I even though ask you for water in a gentle way, but how do you react like that?
但是你可以看到耶稣这里的回答。
You can see Jesus' answer here.
耶稣回答说，你若知道神的恩赐，而对你说，给我水喝的是谁？
So if you know the God's mercy and the people who ask you for water, who am I?
所以耶稣这里有说到一点，他说如果你知道对你说给我水喝的是谁。
So Jesus mentioned here, if you know the people who ask you for water, who it is.
这是说到耶稣说如果你知道我是谁的话。
Jesus mentioned, if you know who am I,
你就不会是这样的一个态度。
Then you won't be react like this.
或者换句话说，
andIn other words,
你不知道我是谁。
You don't know who I am.
你才这样子的对我，用这样的口气来对我说话。
Then you reply me like this.
你以为你认识了我是谁。
You think you know who I am.
其实你不知道我是谁。
But you don't know who am I.
你可能看到这个撒玛利亚妇人看到耶稣所穿的衣服。
So this Samaria woman looked at Jesus and his clothes.
是犹太人的衣服。
It's a traditional Jews clothes.
他就认为他是一个很普通的犹太人。
She thinks he's just a normal Jew.
可能又是一个不一样的一个犹太人。
Maybe it's a different Jews.
所以他从外观来看，哦，这个是一个犹太的男人。
So from the hour he think this is just like normal general Jewish people.
然后呢，以为他就是这样子。
So he think he's who it is.
但是耶稣说，我不仅仅只是你认识的这样子的人。
But Jesus talked to her, told her, I'm not just a normal Jew.
所以我这里就想到一个故事。
I remember a story.
就是一个学生他第一天去大学报道的时候。
So is a university student, is the first day for him to go to the university.
所以你知道在中国报道就很多大包小包的行李。
So you know in China, if you go to the orientation of the university, you bring lots of package.
所以呢，大包小包行李就下车之后， 走进校门就还要走一段到才到宿舍。
So after he get off the bus, he bring all his stuff to need to walk a long way to the school.
所以他看到一个一个大爷一个老人坐站在那边。
So he saw an old man sitting there in there.
他以为这个是看门的一个大爷。
So he think it's just a security guy.
然后他就说你可不可以帮我拿一下包帮我提到宿舍去。
And he asked this old man, say, can you bring all this stuff for me to the accommodation?
And then, 然后那个大爷就说好啊然后就帮他提到宿舍去了。
And this old man say, yes, of course. And he bring everything for him to the gate.
然后这个大爷也没有说什么。
And this old man didn't say anything.
然后再过几天的那个新生见面会，就是很多新生在一起开会的时候。
So after the couple of days, they go to the orientation.
然后他看到有一个老人家站在台上讲话。
And he saw an old man speaking on the stage.
然后人家介绍他，这个人是校长。
And someone introduced him. This is our principal.
所以他才真正知道原来帮他提包的那个人是当时的校长。
So finally, no, this old man is the principal of the school.
所以他心里面非常的惊讶。
So he's so surprised.
所以我讲这故事是因为我们常常认为我们已经知道耶稣是谁。
To mention this story is about, let us know, we always think we know who Jesus it is.
我们常常听别人讲哦，这个耶稣是怎么样的。
So we always hear from the story about other people about Jesus.
或者我们从书里看到哦，这个耶稣是怎么样。
So we read some story from some books talk about Jesus.
但是你真正的来认识这位耶稣吗
？So have you? Do you really know who it is?
我想无论是你是还没有接受主或者你已经接受主的弟兄和姐妹。
So no matter you accept Jesus as your Lord or not.
你真正认识耶稣是谁吗
?Do you know him?
或者你只是从他的衣服他跟你讲话、哦、你就猜这个人是谁。
Or you just know him from outside.
所以这个妇人就是这样子，她就是以为她已经知道这个男人是谁。
So this Samaria woman is like this. He just tried to know this man from his hour.
但是耶稣跟他说，如果你知道我是谁的话
，But Jesus mentioned, if you know who I am,
你必早求我。
You will ask me.
他也我也就早给你活水。
And I will give you a living spring.
所以这里说到主说到一点说到一点是我有活水。
And our Lord mentioned here, I have living water.
我有活水是你一直要寻找的活水。
The living water is you always looking forward to have.
为什么？因为说他说，如果你早求我的话，我就给你活水。
So he mentioned, if you ask me, then I will give you.
所以前提是他必须要有活水。
So the first thing is he need to have living water.
所以主说的这里说的意思是，我有活水，我可以给你活水。
So Jesus, the real meaning in here is I.Got the living water I can give you.
而且如果你早认识我的话我就可以给你活水。
So it mentioned I can give you if you know me a bit earlier.
所以我想当主提到这个活水的话对这个撒玛利亚妇人来说是非常非常的他能够很深的来理解。
So, Jesus mentioned the living water for the Samaria woman is, she got a deep understanding of what is living water.
因为他 你知道在那个年代的话是没有自来水的。
Because at that time they don't have tap water.
所以不像现在我们就直接拧开水龙头你就有水出来。
Not like right now, we open the tap and the water comes out.
所以那个时候的妇女是需要到井旁去打水的。
So at that time, the woman need to draw the water from a well.
他们通常是傍晚的时候出去。
So they always go during the, before the night time, true.
因为傍晚的时候天气比较好不会那么的热。
Because the weather at that time will not be very hot.
但是你知道这个撒玛利亚妇人是大中午的出去打水。
So, but this Samaritan woman, they go at midday.
能想象大中午你扛着水罐子出去打水是多么的一件很辛苦的事情。
Can you imagine how difficult was that situation? At the midday, she bring a big jar with her to draw the water.
如果你去打水，而且呢，那个井又是很深的。
You go to draw the water, but the well is very deep.
而且你要把那个水用工具用水桶把它打起来。
So you need to use some bucket to take it out.
所以一般来说是很多女孩子会一起的，大家一起帮忙把那个水打起来。
So in general, there is a lot of women. They go together and they work together to draw the water.
所以呢。可以大家可以互相帮助的。
So they can help each other.
但是对这个妇人来说没有人跟她一起。
But for this woman, she don't have any friend.
所以你能够想象大中午的时候扛着一个很重的水罐子到井旁。
So you can imagine this woman in the midday, she bring a very heavy jar and also draw the water by herself.
然后她自己要来自己动手把这个水打起来，然后又要扛回家。
She have to do everything by herself, and then after that, she need to bring back the water to her house.
所以这样的一件工作对她来说是很沉重的。
For such a job, for her, is very tough.
而且呢，不是一天两天这样子做。
It's not just one or two days. It's
是每一天都要这样做。
It's for every day.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为他必须，他要有活水，他要有水。
Because she need water.
他需要有水。
She need water.
所以，当主说到我有活水的时候
，When Jesus mentioned I got a living water，
我想在这个妇人你。头脑里面想如果有活水的话那是多么好的事情。
So in her mind, she thinks, if I got a living water, how good it is?
如果有活水的话如果有一条溪流能够流经她所在的村庄的话。
If I got a river, flow before my village,
那么她就不用这么辛苦的直接很简单就是在门口舀一些水就回去了。
So I don't need to go such a long way to get the water. I just go out from my house and get the water.
所以这个妇人很渴望，如果有真的有活水，那多好。
So this Samaria woman is really looking forward to have a living water.
但是她又有个问题说，那没有打水的器具，你怎么有来活水呢？
But she got another question, and she asked Jesus, if you don't have any tools, how can you get a living water?
而且这个井已经在这边已经这么多年了，从雅各的时代到现在。
And this well in here is for such a long time, is from Jacob.
这里是唯一一个水源，在附近的一个水源。
It's only the one water resource in here.
你从哪里得来活水呢
？How can you get the living water？
但是主所说的活水跟这个妇人所理解的活水是完全不一样的。
But the living water, our Lord mentioned, is completely different with the this Samaritan woman's thought.
十三节主说
，Sorry。
在十三节耶稣回答说
In verse 13, Jesus mentioned
他说凡喝这水的还要再渴
Jesus answered Everyone who drink this water will be thirsty again
所以他说的水活水不是这个妇人所理解的水
So, the living water Jesus mentioned is completely different with this Samaria, woman's living water.
因为他说，如果你喝了这水，这井里的水，你还要再渴。
Jesus said, if you drink this, water, and you will be thirsty again.
他说的水是物质上的水。
He mentioned that it's the material, level water.
这里的水说的是物质上的水。
In here, he mentioned like true water, the water we drink.
因为你知道人如果不吃饭的话大概可以活七天。
So, if you don't have any food, you can still live for 7 days.
但是一个人如果不喝水的话只能活三天。
If someone who didn't drink any water, he can only live for 3 days.
所以人不可以没有水的。
So the people could not live without the water.
但是这个物质上的水你必须得一直的喝它。
But this water, the true water, material water, you have to keep drinking it.
人渴了他要喝水。
When you're thirsty, you need to drink water.
你喝了水然后还会再渴。
After you drink the water, you're thirsty again.
不能得到永远的满足。
You can't, satisfy forever.
因为你的身体一直的需要。
Because your body needs the water.
但是耶稣在十四节说，我有另外一种水。
But in, verse 14, Jesus mentioned, I got another, water.
我有另外一种活水。
And I got another type of living water.
他说人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴。
So he mentioned if the people who drink the water, the living water I gave, they never thirsty.
而且呢我所赐的水呢要在他里头成为泉源。
And also the water I gave them will became in them a spring of water.
只涌到永生。
Welling up to eternal life.
所以你可以看到这里他提到另外一种的水。
So in here you can see mention another water.
就是人需要另外一种的水。
People need another type of water.
你知道人你有句话说人心灵干枯。
So there is one word I mentioned, the people's heart is first, in his spirit is thirsty.
我们这个身体是需要这些物质的水。
So our body need the physical water.
但是我们的灵魂也是需要水。
And our spirit also need water.
你的生命也需要有满足。
Your life need to be satisfied.
但是我们寻找什么来满足你的生命呢？
So what are we looking for to satisfy our spirit life?
我们看一下这个撒玛利亚妇人的例子。
So in here we have a look at this Samaria woman.
她以为婚姻的关系能够来满足她。
So she think in the with
Marriage
relationship can satisfy her.
你知道她结了五次婚。
So she get married for 5 times.
她一直在寻找。
She keep looking for.
她是在寻找在婚里面来满足她。
Looking for this marriage relationship can satisfy her.
我们不追究这后面的原因是什么。
We don't know what is behind this.
但是呢你可以知道她不满意她就想换。
So you can see, whenever she don't feel satisfied in this relationship, she keep looking for the next one.
所以找了五个还是不能满足她。
So she keep looking for 5 times, but she still could not satisfy her.
现在还有第六个。
Now is the sixth one.
所以我用一句话来总结一个也是跟一个真实的一个明星。
So I summary this thing in one word. This is from a famous star.
她女明星呢，她也是结了很多次的婚。
And this famous star also gets married for many times.
有人就问他，你为什么要结这么多次婚呢？
Someone asked her, why do you get married so many times?
他说，我在寻找真爱。
So she replied, I'm looking for the true love.
直到他六七十岁的时候，
Until she get to 60 or 70 years old.
他说，有人问他说，你结了这么多次婚，你觉得怎么样？
So someone asked him, what do you feel? You get married for so many times.
然后他说，我仍然的在寻找真爱。
And she replied, I'm still looking for my true love.
所以你可以看到这个撒玛利亚妇人，她是用爱，想用婚姻，想用一个爱情来满足她。
So you can see this Samaria woman has keep looking for love or marriage relationship to satisfy herself.
你用什么想来满足你呢？
What are you looking for?
你在寻找什么样的井水来满足你呢？
What wells are you looking for to satisfy yourself?
你用来物质想要赚很多的钱来满足你吗？
Are you looking for some material money to satisfy yourself?
你想用你的事业、你的学业来满足你吗？
Are you looking for your career or your study, university study to satisfy yourself?
我们可以从很多的例子来知道，这些都没有办法真正的满足。
We can tell a lot of example. All this type of stuff could not satisfy you.
就像主很清楚的说的
，As our Lord had mentioned，
他说：“凡喝这水的还要再渴。
If you drink this water from this well, but you will thirsty again，
这些可能给你暂时的满足。
But all this type of this stuff could maybe will satisfy you for a short time。
但是主耶稣今天说，我有一种水，而且是活水。”
And Jesus said, I got a living water and this could satisfy you.
可以来满足人里面的那种干渴。
And this water could satisfy the thirsty in your spirit.
这个样的活水有什么样的特点呢？
So what's the specs of this water?
这里说到永远不渴。
In here, it mentioned never thirsty.
也就意味着人能够得到真正的满足。
So that means, our human being can truly get the true satisfy.
第二个是能够成为泉源。
And second thing is it became the spring.
成为一个活水。
It became a living water.
而且呢，他说要在他信他的人里面成为活水。
And it mentioned the people who believe him can get became a spring of water.
这里说到，当你真正信主，你有主耶稣生命的流露。
So that means when you truly believe our Jesus, then your present can like the living water.
所以我们听到很多的见证，一些弟兄、一些姐妹在地上寻找不到满足。
So we got a lot of testimony from our brothers and sisters. They keep looking and searching for satisfy himself, but could not find it.
但是他们信主，他们得到了满足。
But after they believe in Jesus, they finally find it and satisfy.
而且呢，也可以将那种很美好的生命来流露出来。
And they not only believe Jesus, but also they living in Jesus' life.
而且呢，能够来供应给周围的人。
And support the others.
你知道，而且这样的一个生命不是暂时的。
And this life is not a short time.
这样的生命，他说可以只永到永生。
It can last for eternal life.
所以这样的一个活水是可以解决你一生甚至到永生的问题。
So such a living water can solve all your problem regarding the eternal life.
所以当这个撒玛利亚妇人她所寻求的就是一个活水，能够免除于她每天来打水的辛苦。
So this Samaria woman is just looking for the living water to solve her trouble to getting this water every day.
但是主说我给你的更多。
But our Lord told her, I give you more.
他所给的活水是能够满足他生命的需要。
And the water I give you can satisfy your spirit life.
所以当这个妇人她明白了，她说哦，有这样的一个活水。
And when this Samaria woman understand, all right, there is such a living water.
所以她说，先生，请把这水赐给我。
And this woman said, Sir, can you give me this water?
叫我不渴。
So I won't get thirsty.
你今天也意识到你需要有更重要的一个活水吗？
Do you realize you also need such a living water?
你知道耶稣可以给你更深的一个活水，更好的一个活水吗？
Do you know Jesus can give you a much better living water?
所以你愿意像这个妇人一样，主啊，你给我活水。
So, will you, like this Samaria woman to ask Jesus to give you this such a water, such living water?
那当他请求了，当他求了嘛。
Sorry.
他向主耶稣求了嘛。
So she asked for, Jesus to give her this water.
那耶稣有没有给他活水呢？
Did Jesus give her this living water?
耶稣怎么说呢？
How did Jesus reply?
耶稣说，可以。
Jesus say yes.
是吗？
Is it true?
但是耶稣这里说，你去叫你的丈夫也到这里来。
So, but Jesus, told her, go, call your husband and come back.
这里说到这个，他，主很，清楚地指出这个妇人她的生活。
So, Jesus had, point to this woman, I know everything from you.
因为妇人说我没有丈夫啊。
And this woman has, said, I have no husband.
但是主更清楚跟她说，是的，你有五个丈夫，但是现在的不是你的丈夫。
And Jesus said to her, you are right when you say you have no husband, but the fact is you have five husbands and the man you now have is not your husband.
这里说到如果也想得到活水。
And in here, it mentioned if you want to get this living water,
要认清这个妇人需要认清她在最终的生活。
So you need to know your life, you are in sin.
他要承认自己是个罪人。
You need to confess you are a sinner.
需要救主。
You need a savior.
所以我们看到这个妇人她也真正这样做了。
And we can see this Samaria woman truly did this.
我想她也在撒玛利亚人面前来承认，我是这个人将我做的不好的事都讲出来。
So this woman also confesses, she's a sinner and talk to everyone in their village.
而且呢，这些犹太人哦，听到她这样讲，他们也来好奇来看看主。
And all these Jews also come to see Jesus when after she hear what she had told.
然后他们与主同住了两天之后。
And they live with Jesus for 2 days.
然后他们也相信。
And they also believe.
所以你可以看到，刚才说到我们主有活水。
So it just mentioned our Jesus got living water.
但是呢，这个活水的条件是你要来认清自己是谁。
But before you get this living water, you need to confess your sin.
我们要承认我们是一个罪人。
We confess, we are a sinner.
我们需要救主。
We need, savior.
所以我们再来，简短的再分享一下，其实主今天也仍然的在寻找这样的撒玛利亚妇人。
And right now, in this time, Jesus still keep looking for the sinner like this Samaria woman.
因为里面其实第十节里面有句话，他说：“你若知道神的恩赐。”
In the scripture, it mentioned if you know the mercy, how mercy of the our God.
为什么主要说这样一句话呢？
Why our Lord will mention this?
因为你知道这个主来到撒玛利亚这座城是他刻意的安排。
Because you know, Jesus come to this Samaria's village is he prepared.
如果你读到前面第一节到第五节的那里
，If you read the scripture from verse 1 to verse 2, 5,
主耶稣是从犹太要到加利利去。
From Jerusalem is it? Judah to Galilee.
那中犹太跟加利利中间就是撒玛利亚。
So between the Judea and Galilee.Is Samaria.
如果呢，直接从犹太穿过撒玛利亚到加利利是很近的。
If you go directly to from Judah to Galilee is much shorter.
但是呢，正常的犹太人他们是会绕过加利由撒玛利亚，然后到加利利去。
In general, Jews will walk around. They won't go through the Samaria.
因为他们不想跟这些撒玛利亚有一些的来往。
Because they don't want to communicate with the Samaria.
但是主就特意的把门徒们带到撒玛利亚。
But our Lord, bring their, all their,apostle to through the Samaria.
而且呢，他特意的选择在中午的十二点的时间。
Is planning to go there at midday.
因为只有这个妇人出来打水。
Because there is the only one woman go out at that time.
所以主这一次的旅程很特别，很特别的开始是为了这个妇人。
So this trip is specially for this woman.
当然也为了一些其他的撒玛利亚人。
And also for the other Samaria people.
如果你能够回顾你信主的经历的话
，If you can review your journey of believing Jesus,
你会发现你也很像这个撒玛利亚妇人一样。
Then you will find out you part of.Like this Samaria woman.
主耶稣用很特别的时间，很特别的人来告诉你，来向你传福音。
So, our Lord used a special people or special event to bring you to Him.
当我回顾我的信主经历，就是这样子的。
When I reveal my journey of believing Jesus, I'm one of this.
所以，当你是福音朋友，你来到这里。
If you are a gospel friend when you came here,
我想主也是很特别的机会给你。
So I think our Lord gives you a special chance,
给你听到福音。
To listen the gospel,
让你能够来相信他。
So you can believe in Him.
所以当看到神，他用他的恩典，他用他的恩慈来带我们这些爱他，来带我们这些人。
So when we see our Lord use His mercy to lead, to guide our, His believer.
他用他的大能来安排与这个妇人来这样的一次相见。
So he prepared everything to have this chance to meet this woman.
是这样一个在婚姻当中这么失败的一个妇人。
So, so he make this such a woman is very bad in his marriage.
他这样一个破碎干枯的生活能够得到满足。
So, in her thirsty life to get satisfied.
我想这个撒玛利亚妇人她真的是得到了活水。
So I think this Samaria woman truly got the living water.
因为他真正是明白了这个活水是什么。
So she truly understands what does this living water mean.
我也想跟我们的弟兄姐妹来分享。
So I want to share something with brothers and sisters.
当我们有这个活水之后，你还去想要井水吗？
After you got this true living water, do you still keep thinking the water from the well?
当这个真正的活水已经在你的心里，你还看着世上的这些井水吗？
If the true living water inside your heart, you still thinking the physical water?
主耶稣已经将很重要的原则告诉我们。
So the Jesus had already told us the true principle.
如果你一直的想喝世上的井水，你不会得到满足。
If you keep thinking of the physical water, you will thirsty again.
你还会再渴。
You will thirsty.
但是如果你里面有活水了之后，你要求他给你更多的活水。
If you got the living water inside your heart, then you will ask him for more living water.
你心里干渴吗？
Is your spirit thirsty?
你觉得你做基督徒心里满足吗？
As a Christian, do you feel satisfied inside your heart?
或者你还是仍然的羡慕这世上的很多的井水？
Or you still looking for other type of water?
像这个妇人一样，每天这么辛苦的去那么老远的打水。
Like the Samaria woman, do such a hard work to get some water.
却不知道在你的心里面已经有了活水。
But I don't know inside your heart there is such a living water.
而且这个活水是可以成为泉源，能够去帮助供应别人。
And this such a living water can become a spring inside your heart, and it can also support the others.
我们来一起来思想。
Let's think about this.
我们有点的祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, I thank you.
带领我们的时间。
And lead us up, guide us.
我们知道你有活水。
And we know you are the living water.
你也愿意来供应我们活水。
And you willing to supply us.
主啊，但是我们常常的来羡慕这世上的这些的井水。
But we are always looking for other water in the world.
就是这些井水能够让我们再渴的。
And this water will make us thirsty again.
但是你所赐的活水让我们不再渴。
But the living water you gave could satisfy us, will not make us thirsty.
主要帮助我们。
Lord, help us.
因为你告诉我们，如果我们真的认识你是谁。
Because you told me if we truly know who you are.
那我们就找求你。
Then we will will ask you.
我们就能够找得到活水。
So we can get the living water earlier.
所以求你帮助我们还接受你还是没有接受你的。
So Lord, please help us, no matter we trust in you or not.
那我们来知道我们要求你，我们就得到活水。
To let us know if we ask and you will give it given.
但是我们也要在我面前来认我们的罪。
But we also need to understand, we need to confess in front of you.
我们需要来悔改。
We need to change.
我们求你来帮助我们。
We hope you can help us.
我们真的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名祈求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.